Hello, everyone. Welcome to Nier. I am Jay, your DM of this semi-weekly or bi-weekly, depending on how you like to structure the English language, podcast where we play a D&D game. And we got some exciting stuff happening this week, including our returning cast.
Hi, I'm Amy. I play Bijou, the High Elf Glamour Bard.
Hi, my name's Andrew. I'm playing Reeve Vitejevich Kolosevsky, the Paladin Hill Dwarf.
I'm Ian. I play the Fearbulk Druid, Harry.
And I'm Aaron. I play Tatsu, the Human Samurai.
Weeks ago, we left off with you all coming up on the gnome city of Turing in the kind of like capital main area, and it is currently overrun with the halflings that you have seen in gray uniforms. The only one who knows this right now would be Bijou, who kind of snuck up and scouted ahead a little bit. And was just basically able to get some very rudimentary lay of the land. You were able to identify there was a hut kind of straight ahead of you guys, but it was the farthest hut, and you could see some of the gray soldiers leading in like prisoners and gnomish people in chains around their arms and shackles. And then you saw the large kind of capital hut where you met the leader last time. And that is off. If you're looking straight ahead, that would be off to the left. There's a big fire in the middle with a few guards kind of huddled around. And then off to the right, there is a smaller hut. And in front of all these huts, they all only have one door. They're kind of pointed in towards the towards the fire in the center, and you see at each of these there are at least one guard. There's one guard outside of the smaller hut, but the others have two guards outside of them. And you also see two guards kind of kicking it by the fire.
Okay. I think I came up with a plan last time, but I don't remember it, so I'm going to do a new one. Queely and I are sneaky, so we're going to go around the... I think we're going to go around where the prison hut is and try to like sneak around and get those guards. Okay. And then try to free people. And I think we wanted like the big fighters, like heavy fighters, to go to the leader hut on the left.
I will say it is the middle of the night. It's pitch black. And the fire is pretty much the only thing that's really illuminating. Mm-hmm. And the light from the fire is kind of cast wide enough that it's covering the entrances of the two larger huts. But the smaller one is pretty much in darkness.
Okay. So I think we'll sneak around the back of the smaller hut to get to that middle hut. Like we'll sneak through the dark side. And then we'll send like all the heavy hitters to the hut on the left. And then whoever wants to come with me and Queely can set prisoners free.
Okay. How wide of a berth are you planning on giving it?
As wide as possible.
Okay.
But we are going to wait behind the small hut until the fighters cause the ruckus on the left.
Okay. And then Ian and Roman are currently kind of patrolling the skies on those ice dragons.
All right. Who else on the ground with the buff party?
I guess me.
You and Byung-ho and Pham for sure. And the mountain dwarf would be over there.
Yeah, all right. Both all three of the little dwarvy boys.
Oh, I'm not going with you. I'm not sneaky.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
Admus comes up. He's like, can I go with you guys? I love sneaking around. He says as he goes, ka-chung, ka-chung, ka-chung.
I'm going to put my hand up to get him to stop moving. I'm going to say, I know how much you love sneaking, but we'll only win if your incredible brawn strength and fighting skills are used with the other group.
He's, oh, I can take a compliment. And he turns around and punches Reeve in the face. Do you hear that? Sorry. And he gives you an open hand slap across the cheek. Say, better.
I'm going to put my finger up to my lips no, it's not better.
All right.
Reeve puts him in a headlock to kind of quiet him down.
They said be quiet. What are you doing?
No, he can't talk. I've got my hand over his mouth.
What was that?
He elbows you right in between the legs. And you take 3 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, God. Okay.
Can I, I'm going to take out a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to try to use it to signal Roman once I get around to the hut. I still have that mirror shard from when we fought the Medusa.
In the brawny party, I'm assuming, Harry, you're going with the brawny party. Oh, no, you're up in the sky. You also have Byung-ho and Jiran and Abmas and probably... Well, Quilly's going with you. I would imagine probably the halfling girl is probably going with you as well.
Yeah, Belbrix can come with us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we the brawny.
Does Belbrix fight?
Yeah.
What does she do?
Well, I mean, you haven't really seen that yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to spoil it. Okay.
Yeah, you haven't seen it yet. You can see it in a little bit. All right. So, have we already established that the fighters are gonna cause a ruckus first before we've headed into these tents?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you guys are gonna go charge the left huts, and Queely, Belbrix, and I are gonna go at the same time, but we're gonna. Not do anything until there's a melee going on, and then we'll move in on the middle hut. But we're going to move into position the same time you guys move.
Okay. Are we going to go now?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Let's go.
All right. I let go of what's his face, and I tell him I kind of signal everybody to follow me. So I start moving as sneakily as possible as Reeve can. To the hut. Is it the one to the left, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to kind of sneak to the back of the hut. Is there any way to knock down the walls on it or cut them open?
Well, you do have an axe.
Well, I'm just asking, I don't know what the material is. Is it straw? Is it wood?
I mean, it's kind of wood and cement and... It's pretty hard.
Oh, okay. So we're going to have to go to the entrance. If only we had some way to make door, but we don't have any options there.
Go ahead and roll a stealth check.
Okay.
Everybody?
Everyone who's going with the heavy party.
Me. Yeah, that'd be you. And then did we decide it's going to be?
Everybody but Queely and Belbrix.
Okay.
16.
I rolled bad.
Uh-oh.
I rolled a 6. Yeah, 6.
Did you do advantage plus 1?
Oh, no, I didn't. I forgot about that.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be advantage, though, because you have disadvantage with your armor, so it just cancels out. But you do get plus 1.
Wait, do I not get it? I don't get advantage?
No, because you have disadvantage with heavy armor.
Do I really?
Yeah.
I didn't know I had I guess I do, don't I? Okay. All right. Well, I got a 7.
Do the sneaky boots give advantage? Is that what it is?
The cape gives advantage. The boots are +1.
Yep.
17 then.
So you guys are, like, if you're looking straight ahead, you've got the fire straight ahead and then the medium-sized hut past the fire. The big hut that you're going to is to the left of the fire. And there's kind of like almost like a visible ring of light that's like casting over the entrance of the bigger hut.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to try and like, I know you mentioned trying to sneak in. Are you going to try and like go around the back like Bijou did with the smaller hut?
Yeah.
Or are you going to try and like kind of hug the light and like get into the front?
We're going to go through the back. I mean, okay.
No door back there, though.
Is there not a door? Is there not a door back there? Have we just established that? Okay, there's not. Okay.
Yeah, as far as you know, there's only the one entrance that's facing the firelight.
Mm. But also,
I say we just scream.
What kind of material are you talking here? I mean, it might be something you can get through. I don't know.
That's what I was trying to get at. But he said it was like concrete, and you know,
we can still surprise them by screaming loudly. They'll be like, what was that?
You guys are the distraction.
Yeah. Tatsuo starts screaming and running into the, screaming and getting ready. She raises her katana up because she doesn't want to run into anything, but rather pick them off as they come out all surprised and whatnot.
Well, I'm going to follow suit and I'm not going to scream though. I'm just going to run in and let my chainmail just like, ksh, 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 ksh.
She says, oh, watch out, we're here to kill you. Yeah.
All right, everyone roll initiative.
All right. Nat 20.
I'll be last. Oh, no, 16. That's not bad.
18.
Oh, my gosh. I have so many things.
I got a 6.
Show off.
All right, Reeve.
Mm-hmm.
You are up first.
All right. What do I see? So Tatsuo started running, but apparently I outran her because I'm a fast, nimble warrior.
Well, Tatsuo was just standing there screaming because she wasn't going to run in.
Yeah, with the scream was kind of like what started the initiative.
Okay.
You're about 30 feet away from like the outer ring of the firelight.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to run at the larger hut, which has two guards in front of the door, it would be about 100 feet away.
Oh, it's 100 feet away? Jeez. I thought we were like right next to it. I don't know why we started screaming. All right, well I can move within 75 feet of it, I guess.
Two turns later.
I know, right? It's like, I mean,
I mean, you could dash if you wanted, but it's up to you. I mean, you're kind of,
is dashing double? Now, is it double?
Yeah, you double your speed, but you don't take an action.
Okay. Well, I'll double then. 50. Screw it.
Okay.
Scrat.
Scrat.
Man, I should have gotten little figurines. All right. Okay. So you're like right into the line of fire light and about 50 feet away from the entrance to the big hut.
Okay.
All right. So pretty much all of the NPCs in the heavy group. So Byung-ho, Byung-ho, Perrin, Jiran, Admus are all going to join you, and they're all going to scream as well and run. Byung-ho is able to get a little bit farther because he's a human, and so is Perrin. Perrin's able to get a little bit farther as well, but everyone else kind of is in line with you, basically, Reeve.
Okay.
You hear, let's see. Tatsu, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm next.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone come out?
You don't. That's not how it works.
I thought Ian wasn't 18.
Yeah, he's higher than me.
He doesn't care about me.
Oh, yeah, I crossed out his name 3 times because he kept telling me different
numbers. You asked for the wrong thing. You could play it back.
Harry.
Oh, yeah. So how far away would you say we're flying?
I mean, how far up did you fly? That's not for me to decide.
Okay, that's all I needed you to say. you said that these were considered young dragons, right? They're not adults yet?
Correct.
That was a smart move on your part.
I mean, they're only like 3 or 4 years old, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so they can go 80 feet. Perfect. I was going to say, so we're about 100 feet up. Once I hear the scream, who else is up there with me? There's 1 or 2 people.
Just Roman.
Just Roman? Okay. I'm gonna look over to Roman and I'm like, tonight hell freezes over. And I'm gonna swoop down to the fire that they are headed towards.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to be 30 feet above, and I'm going to do cold breath right on their fire. Right. And it is a 30-foot cone, and anyone within that area must make a DC 15 con saving throw, taking 10d8 cold damage or half.
30 feet?
Yep. And we're flying down to, we'll do 70 feet, so it's, you know.
Sorry, what's the check they have to make?
DC 15 con.
Woo. All right, one of the guards by the fire meets and the other does not at all. Byung-ho beats it.
They're there already?
Yeah. And
oops. But you wouldn't have known that.
Perrin beats it.
You wouldn't have
Perrin
known
does
that.
Not beat it. Yeah, they all ran in.
They ran that far?
Screaming.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known that.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's fair that I wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Perrin does not beat it. Byung-ho does.
All right. 10d8 and 5d8. That happens.
I beat it. I wasn't close, no. Though, was I?
You were just outside. All the little people were.
You're the ones that matter. Okay. 7.
All right. Slides. We'll roll it.
Oh, I thought you were going to roll it.
No, yeah, you're attacking. Why would I?
Let's fucking do it. Oh, that is not a good start. Who am I rolling for first?
Everyone. It's just one thing.
Just do one roll. It's going to be forever if we do separate.
I am rolling fantastic tonight. That is not great.
That's not good.
There we go.
Not good for this situation.
10. Look at this. I am stellar. Okay, there we go. 3 zeros. Wow.
Where?
Okay, yeah, that's more like it. All right, so we did get 4 zeros in there.
How'd you get zeros
on
a dice?
You mean 10?
Yeah, that's 10.
Oh, yeah. Rolled around. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah,
sorry.
Good thing. Yeah.
Wrong one. Because 10's not possible.
Yeah. It is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's do... The 5 would be...
Wait, how many did you roll?
10. 10.
10d8.
It's 10d8.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, 10d8, so that's why I got to switch it. Yeah, I thought it was 8d10.
Wait, how are you getting 0 with a d8?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, he rolled the wrong one because he thought it was a 10.
I did it backwards.
Oh, oops.
3, 2. All right, you want me to add it all up and divide it by 2, or do you want to do the realistic first 5 and is what?
Add it all up and divide it by 2.
Okay. Funny enough, that's a little more gentle. 20. You get that, Jay? It's 20 damage for those
that's
who...
That's the half?
Yeah, that's the half.
Okay.
And then 40 for the fools. And it's cold.
All right. So with this icy blast, you see the fire in the middle gets extinguished and everything is plunged into total darkness.
Perfect.
You don't have night vision, correct?
Correct.
Tatsuo certainly does not have night vision.
So you don't see. You hear a few thumps onto the ground, but you don't see anything.
But you know who has night dark vision? Our leader of the rescue crew. Bijou. Yeah.
That's true.
But do the things that we're supposed to be fighting have night vision? Because that sucks.
Halflings. I don't think they do, but if they do, oh well.
They probably do, because they're in with the sneaky, stupid sneaks and the sneaky fae.
Oh my.
Not all the fae things, just the sneaky sneaks. I don't know.
Is that how you really
feel?
Got my
night vision glasses on.
And then Perrin and... Byung-ho take some hits.
You said one guard took half and one took full?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you heard 2 thumps.
They died?
We don't know. It's dark. Because the Iceman cometh.
Well, don't do that again.
It's too late. I mean, I can't see, so I mean, it's up to the dragons if they feel like they want to do anything else. Otherwise, we're going to fly up.
Next is Tatsuo.
Okay, so she can't see, but she was like on the edge of the building anyway, right? Like no. She didn't move.
No. You're like 100 feet away from the building.
Remember, you yelled and didn't run.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you remember you said you stood there.
Well, she can't see it in the darkness, so that's a problemo. I think she has a torch in her pack, though.
You can hear everyone screaming.
I guess she does her best to run toward it, but her speed is only 30, so she gets 30 feet closer.
Are you going to do like the full dash?
You can dash.
I guess so. Yeah, because there's no way she could get there even still. All
right. You catch up with Byung-ho and Perrin, and it's suddenly chilly. Very bitingly cold.
Can she put on that stupid squirrel jacket that she got that one time?
Squirrel jacket?
Remember, she wanted a cool like wolf one, but then she got the squirrel...
If you still have it.
Yeah, so she puts it. Yeah, she never got rid of it, so.
She's going to, like, put your bag down in the middle of a charge and start digging through it.
She halts, puts her coat on, then is ready to continue.
Last second camouflage. I can respect that.
Well, also, in case that dragon decides to let it loose again, I mean, that might help. I don't know. Squirrel coat.
All right. Reeve, do you have dark vision? I forget if dwarves do.
I do.
Yeah. That lets you see what, like 60 feet?
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it is 60. Let me check.
It is. Okay. Reeve, you see the 2 guards who were by the big hut start to run towards where all the screaming is.
Yeah.
But they're not able to get up to anyone, but you can see them kind of like entering your field of vision, kind of running up.
Okay. How close are they to me?
Six. About, you were 50 feet away from the door,
I was 50 feet from the door, yeah.
So they would be get about like 20 feet away from you.
Ooh, fun. And it's two of them?
Mm-hmm.
And they're both like right there next to each other?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Cool beans. I am going to...
it's not your turn.
Oh,
yeah, you've got another turn.
Sorry, you were talking to me.
I'm just letting you know that you're the only one in this group who can see that.
Okay. Sorry, I thought it was my turn. I got a little
giddy. So did I. I was excited for you.
You're languishing without my turn.
Tatsuo can't. She can hear footsteps coming, but she can't see anything. And then you guys hear a bunch of other footsteps.
Oh, no.
You start to hear... what sounds like something kind of like cranking up, like almost like chains starting to move, but in a very almost like mechanical way, not like someone's dragging chains.
Bad.
And it's coming from the big hut.
Bad.
Yeah, they were waiting for a dragon.
And then you hear some kind of like heavy like doom, doom, doom in the big hut and like a sound of like kind of stone scraping across itself.
Oh,
and
shoot.
Don't not that.
It don't sound too good.
Bijou, you're on the opposite side, or you haven't left yet.
Yeah, I am going to use a... Do I have that? Do I have a... Yeah, I'm going to use my cunning action to dash as a bonus action. And get all the way to the side of that dark, well, it's all dark, but that building on the right.
The small one?
Yeah, and I want to be able to get within eyesight, like with an eye line. I'm still trying to hide, of course, but like I want to be to where I can see at least one of the guards in front of the middle building.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to let loose a dagger from my bracer flying daggers.
All right, what's the range on that?
It is... 60 feet.
Is it a disadvantage if it's farther than 60 feet?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you wanted to hit the ones that were running up though, right?
No, I'm trying to hit the ones that are guarding the prison building in the middle.
Oh, the middle one. Okay. All right, roll it.
Okay, disadvantage.
It would be within the 60 feet range.
It would? Okay, yeah. I had two dice land at one time.
But you also have a... Sorry. If you were able to get that angle, you also have that one guard that's standing outside of the small hut.
Right, but we're behind that hut.
Okay.
So he's guarding the front of it, right? So you wanted to
go around it and then hit the...
Yeah, I went around the back so I could see that middle building.
Okay, cool.
Do you want me to, can I roll my attack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. That's a 15.
That would hit.
Sweet. I'm going to add my sneak attack damage to that. So it's an extra 2d6.
Yeah.
All right. 11 points of damage.
All right, your dagger flies out of your hand, hits him right in the neck, and then he just like falls down. And as his dead body slumps over, you see the dagger poof into a cloud of magical dust.
Sweet. And I'm going to look at Queely and say, get the other one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Reeve. And Admus and Jiran all need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, okay.
Because you'd be walking on ice.
Dex. 2. No, sorry, it's 12.
Like you said dicks a lot.
I said dex.
All right.
It's a lie if I ever heard one.
I don't have a very big dex score.
All right. You all take 13 lightning damage.
Oh.
All right. From the stone thing?
No, you feel it from the ground.
Oh, I have a question at least.
It's not your turn.
No, but it's important. What? When the lightning strikes, does it light stuff up?
It's not lightning striking.
But like
lightning damage is different than a lightning strike. It's just,
yeah, you just got electrocuted. Yeah. It doesn't mean there's a lot of light. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's coming from, like, you guys feel it like coming up through the ground, like through your feet.
That's bad.
I think it's pretty cool, though.
Don't tase me, bro.
And then you... So with dark vision, you're able to see a little bit, right? Like, what is it? What's the radius you're able to see anything?
60 feet.
With, you don't have dark vision, though. Sorry, I meant without dark vision.
Without dark vision? Oh, I don't know. Amy?
I thought it was really close, though. It's like 10 feet or something. Not even.
Yeah, I mean, if it's dark, you can't see.
Okay.
Is there any moonlight?
Three. Don't see anything, but you hear this scuttle down by your feet, and you can hear multiple things kind of like scurrying past, and they sound very metallic. It sounds like metal brushing against stone, and it sounds very low to the ground.
Mm.
And they go past you towards the big hut. And then
wait, they're coming. Are they, which direction are they? They're coming from which direction? Like from where
they came from? They came like you passed them.
Oh, like they came from behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And then it's Reeve's turn.
So are they still scurrying behind my, under my feet? Is kind of.
No, they passed you.
They passed me, but I could see them because I don't. I have dark vision. So, what were they?
I thought you said you didn't.
Okay, oh no, sorry. I do. Yeah.
You see these? You can see two of them, mm-hmm. and they're kind of like they have little, like almost like metallic plated exoskeleton. Like it looks like kind of a long bug, and then it has these like two metallic arched arms coming out,
mm-hmm.
That it's kind of like scurrying through the ground with, and it's got almost like spiked wheels that are kind of like along its body pushing it along, and it's got a point on its tail.
How long is it roughly?
It's about like probably like 3 feet long, 1 foot high.
Okay. And it's already gone. I can't. It's not within my range anymore, is it?
Well, it would have gone probably like 20 feet past you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try to catch up to it. And
there's two of them, though.
Okay. I'm going to try to catch up to them. Mm-hmm. And I want to run up to it 20 feet and try to smack it with my axe.
All right, roll it.
Okay. 19.
That hits.
Cool. Wait, that's 10. Sorry. And that would be a 10. 10 damage, 10 slashing damage.
All right. Your axe comes down on one of them, and it kind of like cuts off the tail, mm-hmm. of one of them, and you can kind of like see it kind of like squirming as it's moving, like, yeah. It's not moving as easily now.
Is there any sort of like bodily fluids that pop out of it at all?
No,
nothing.
No, in fact, on the tail, you can see the tail still kind of moving, mm-hmm. and it's almost got like little like gears on the inside that are kind of turning it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to, is it still alive though? Or like move, it's still like going. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to hit it again. I'm going to aim like upper head. Does a, I guess, yeah, that would hit. It's a 23.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, again, I rolled a 10. 10 damage.
All right. Your axe comes down and chops it right down the middle, and it just kind of like stops moving and it's split open.
Oh, cool. Is the other one, did the other one just go away? Like, is it gone?
I mean, it's still there. Still going. Okay. It, yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm going to stop there. How close am I to the other two guards that ran up?
At this point, you're pretty close to them. You're probably just like 10 feet away from them.
Okay. All right. That's the end of my turn.
All right. Jaron comes up. He's got a axe that he has, and he comes down on on the creatures. And he chops the other one in half, kind of similar to the way you did. It just kind of like falls open.
Mm-hmm.
And the you see the little gears inside kind of just start to slow down and then stop moving.
Oh, okay.
And then, of course, Admis comes running up with his axe, swings it over his head, and hits one of the guards right in the middle of his, right in the gut.
Nope.
And the guard goes flying back against the hut. Like, he hits him hard. He goes flying for about 20 feet through the air and then slams against the hut and then crumples down dead.
Wow.
This is like the 10th time he's done that, so I'm less impressed.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll stop describing it with such exciting detail then.
I'm going
It's
home.
Exciting, but it's the 10th time.
Quilly, with you, Bijou, is going to shoot, throw her hand out and launch a magic missile towards the other guard.
Yeah. It's an auto hit.
She's going to do it at second level. She fires off four bolts of magic missile at the other guard, and they just kind of hit like, shoop, 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 and then he crumples down dead as well.
Cool. Nice.
Roman is going to kind of come down and kind of match your height.
Okay. Quick question before you do something. Dragons can speak common. Are you going to allow me to have some kind of primitive language with them in some sort of way, or?
I mean, it doesn't need to be primitive if they can speak common.
I just want to make sure you're cool with it. Okay, go ahead.
But it's
go ahead. I just.
And then she's going to kind of swoop down, and she's going to get her blade out and kind of like ready in action, and I'm missing someone. Who am I missing? Oh, Bellbrix. Bellbrix is going to so Bijou, you kind of turn around almost as if you're gonna like, because you told Quilly to get the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And as you turn back, Bellbrix is not there anymore. And when you look up, she is across, she's at the smaller hut, kind of like, or at the medium-sized hut with like her back against the wall, kind of like inching up towards the entrance.
The prison hut?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay.
And she's got a dagger in her hand, but because she's so small, it looks like a full-size sword.
Okay.
All right, Harry, what are you doing?
I'm going to try and recharge Timothy. No. And then I'm going to ask Timothy if he sees any imminent threats, because he's got dark vision for 120 feet. So do you want to do a perception roll for that, or?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a 20.
All right. He says, I see the bad guys that we made the cult, and I see the friends down there, but I don't know. That big height sounds kind of scary, Daddy. I don't know. It's kind of scary down there.
It's okay, baby. It's okay. You gotta help Daddy out. We gotta find the big bad guys down there. So if you see a group of bad guys, you gotta take us over there.
I didn't see the bad guys, but I heard the scary noise. It sounded very scary in the big hut.
Scary noises in a big hut? Well, let's head over near this big hut, okay? All right. You keep a safe distance.
Okay. So you're flying over there?
Yeah.
Like just kind of above the hut?
50 feet. Well, 60 feet, because we can go up now. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Y'all. Here's some stuff.
What kind of
stuff? That kind of booming sound that you heard earlier. It comes back from the hut, and anyone who's able to see kind of the entrance of the big hut, you see this almost like humanoid thing come out that is, it looks like it's like made of stone and metal. It's got like legs and arms, doesn't really have like a head per se. It's kind of got like a ball on it that almost has like, looks like what could be like some kind of mechanical eye, but no other facial features at all. And it's got these two huge stone shields that are reimbursed like with copper metal. And it comes out and it sticks like one shield down and then the other shield down to try and block the entrance to the big hut.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
.com.